This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. What the heck happened in the governor's race Saturday night? Dr. Michael Henderson with the LSU Public Policy Research Lab says the runoff matchup really isn't a surprise.
I mean, we've known for months that this looked like it was going to be Vitter and Edwards.
But the polls.
You'll hear some folks say, well, wait a minute. Vitter's numbers were coming down in those closing weeks, and it was tighter than expected. Sure, it was tighter than expected maybe 5 months ago, but it was not tighter than expected given recent weeks. The polling picked that up pretty well. They weren't so great on pegging Edwards to get up to 40%. To me, that was actually more of a surprise.
So what's going to happen in the runoff?
In the South, the Republican tends to win over the Democrat by a comfortable margin. So the fundamentals suggest Vitter wins, not a blowout, but a comfortable margin. That's what happens 9 out of 10 times.
Henderson says this could be that one time when the fundamentals don't hold true. To win, Vitter and Edwards will each be vying for the voters who picked Angell and Darden in the primary.
They don't sound like big fans of David Vitter. During the primary, we asked whether people had strongly favorable, somewhat unfavorable, strongly unfavorable opinions of each of the major candidates. And people who like Darden more than any other candidate really, really, really dislike David Vitter. 70% unfavorable towards David Vitter.
Henderson says he leans toward the conventional wisdom. But after all, this is Louisiana, where politics is anything but conventional.
I just don't think we know that yet. 2 weeks from now, if the polls still show it's close, we need to give more weight to those polls and say, you know what, this time it is different.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.